From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, but any agreement must include massive border security. Trump tweeted earlier that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that the administration canceled last week.
So we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. We're going to get massive border security as part of that, and I think something can happen. We'll see what happens, but something will happen.
Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said after meeting with President Trump, they agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under the Obama-era program that protected them from deportation. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks in southern Iraq. Andrew Palcheski reports.
The twin attacks killed at least 50 people, and more than 80 people were wounded. Officials said that the attacks took place near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dikar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a suicide attack was carried out by a driver when an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. The Shiite-dominated Dikar province is 320 kilometers southeast of Baghdad. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Islamic State terrorists have beheaded two civilian hostages in Afghanistan's volatile eastern province of Kunar. The provincial governor said the incident took place 2 days ago in the Manogai district, and the victims had no affiliations with the government. Afghanistan's branch of the IS Khorasan province has taken credit for the slaying, saying the men were American spies. This is VOA News. An American citizen fighting for the Islamic State has surrendered to U.S.-backed Kurdish forces. An official gave no information, including the fighter's name or where he surrendered, but he told AFP the American gave himself up Tuesday to the Syrian Democratic Forces, a mostly Kurdish group that includes Syrian Arabs. The American man would be at least the second U.S. citizen taken into Kurdish custody after fighting for the Islamic State. The U.S. convicted Mohammed Jamal Qais in June after he spent more than 2 months last year training with IS. Somalia has opened its first forensic laboratory to process rape kits. Neha Whitaker has the story.
Local officials cut the ribbon this month on Somalia's first forensic laboratory dedicated to testing DNA from sexual assault cases. The lab, located in the town of Garoway, opens less than a year after the Puntland region enacted its first law criminalizing sexual offenses. Puntland's Minister of Justice and Religious Affairs, Saleh Habib Haji Hamma, says the lab will aid enforcement.
We used to send DNA from here to Nairobi or from here to South Africa. So those restraints now are easy. We can manage this and answer, get answers within timely period, within hours, within minutes.
Many women do not report rape in Somalia, and the cases that are reported often wind up being settled by community elders. The hope is that with the new law, the new lab, and community outreach, more women in Puntland will see justice. Neha Whitaker for VOA News, Garoway, Somalia.
Political tension in Spain mounted Thursday as Catalonia's president opened the Yes campaign for a regional independence referendum that has been suspended by the courts. Kevin Enox has more.
Spain's central government insists the October 1st referendum is illegal, and the Constitutional Court has suspended it pending a formal decision by judges. Police have orders to prevent preparations for the ballot, and Spain's top prosecutor has said that anybody collaborating in its organization would also be legally liable. More than 700 mayors in the northeastern region are already under investigation for abetting the vote. Kevin Enox, VOA News.
Trucks carrying emergency supplies to children affected by the Rohingya refugee crisis are making their way to Bangladesh. Up to 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar for Bangladesh since August 25th, and according to UNICEF, about 60% of them are children. The aid announcement comes a day after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the situation as tantamount to ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya community. For in-depth stories on our website, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.